From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
RB, Michelle was out. The hold was not unexpected.
No. We've got political drama today, but as ever, the wheels of commerce and business, they keep turning. Yesterday, we were all eyes across the Tasman at the Reserve Bank of Australia. So, yes, the rate was unchanged at 4.35%. Absolutely no surprises there. But I think we talked about this yesterday. It was going to be very interesting to see what their comments were, what the accompanying statements were. So, look, there's a range of notes from the accompanying statement that I think are worthy of note. They said the momentum in the housing market has shifted. And we spoke about that yesterday, about the mortgage application starting to drop off. They said consumer spending growth is slowing. I think we also mentioned that. They said they won't hesitate to raise rates if inflation doesn't look like it's going to return sustainably to the 2 to 3% band. Thing is, Mike, it's not expected to do that until late 2027. So it's another year before they actually get there. Weak productivity growth is constraining the economy, so they can't grow without creating inflation. A particularly interesting statement for me was they said the impact of the Middle East conflict on inflation was less than expected, but inflation is still too high. And there's your global trend right there, Mike. That's what lots of central banks around the world are saying. Look for elements of, I'm looking for sort of elements of their assessment that are relevant to us. They said there are indications that higher fuel prices are now being passed through to other goods and services, and inflation likely to remain high for some time. So that sort of rings true for, or potentially rings true in New Zealand as well. That's what the RBNZ is worried about. They released their quarterly economic outlook yesterday. So the housing market, which they said has softened, it was more than expected. And at the press conference, Governor Bullock said she was a bit surprised at what had happened in the housing market. That's a key factor in their sort of prediction that they're going to see consumer spending growth slow. So 1.6% is what they're forecasting now. That's quite soft. They expect construction activity to slow as well. So dwelling investment sort of becomes a headwind for GDP. But don't worry, because there's an offset for that, and there's no prizes for guessing what it is. It's data center investment. Yeah. They also said, and I think she sort of closed this out, that housing isn't the main game in town for them. The big issues are things like excess capacity, the Middle East conflict, the AI boom. So look, interest rates are stable on the day over in Australia. They didn't move around too much. Aussie dollar was a little weaker than then recovered. The market now starting to think that they're pretty close to the top of the tightening cycle. There is a chance of another rate hike either late this year or early next year. In summary, I'd say mildly hawkish. Risks skewed to the upside.
Yeah, they said 50-50 on the next hike. How about us? More spending. We're spending.
We are. So Westpac New Zealand retail spending pulse stepped higher in July. So per-person spending on Westpac issued cards rose 2% over the month. That was supported by, we saw falls in the fuel prices in July. So you had a 3% spending lift on groceries. Discretionary spending got a lift. Restaurant spending up 5%. FIFA World Cup. Everybody was out there having a good time. Remember I also said in the ANZ data that there was a lift in gambling? Well, we saw that in the Westpac numbers as well, so we're out there having a flutter. They asked a couple of questions re people's current spending. 36% said they recently had wound back discretionary spending. 15% had delayed or cancelled travel plans. And you may recall, I speculated when talking about the ANZ data about the grocery spending and substitution. So people choosing more economic options, so ginger nuts over the fancy chocolate Vickies. Well, here you've got some proof. 30% of the people said they had done this. Right. Regionally, spending soggy in the urban centres, Auckland, Wellington, they trail behind the South Island rural areas. But Mike, just to sort of close it out, I look at the total number, and July compared to July last year was 7.6% higher.
Numbers lie.
That looks quite robust to me.
Exactly. I'll take it all day long. I got a motor. What are the numbers?
We've got the Dow Jones. It's down 114 points. So we're not sort of, we're almost 6 months into this Middle East conflict. It's not going anywhere. The Dow Jones, we're down 112 points, 0.2%. 53,863. The S&P 500 is down 19 points.
Sorry to interrupt. The S&P upgraded us. You've got to say, got to tell us that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, before we, the S&P ratings upgraded their growth forecast for New Zealand, citing rising domestic confidence. 2.4, 2.5. Got to call that out.
Tell Chris Pink that.
Rising domestic commerce. How often do we talk about this? The Nasdaq is down 171 points, 0.64%. 26,434. The FTSE 100, they lost 18 points, 10,844. The Nikkei, they were on holiday, mountain day in Japan. Shanghai Composite down 33 points, 3,934. The Aussies gained 18 points yesterday on the ASX 200, and we lost 27 points on the NZX 50. Kiwi dollar, 0.5880 against the US, 0.8330 against the Aussie, 0.5097 euro, 0.4356 against the quid, 93.68 Japanese yen. Gold still holding up there, $4,365. And I'm sorry to say, but Brent crude keeps sort of edging closer to $90 a barrel, $88.86.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.